What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Babsy Boat. Hey, heavy with the Milo of the week. Before I get into the topics, because this week it is ridiculous with the drama. A lot of people have been saying they want me to do some of these podcasts on video. So you guys, if you're on YouTube watching this, leave the comments and let me know if you want me to do this via video or you guys just enjoy the podcasts that are on iTunes and Google Play and in the Spotify playlist, etc. Let me know how you guys feel because, you know, I'm all about my peoples. Now, folks, the past couple of weeks have been so much drama with, like, I don't even know where to start. I'm going to flip a coin and I'm going to say, let us start with Wendy Russell Williams. So they're saying that Wendy Williams today, which is Tuesday, March 26, was found basically passed out drunk and was rushed to the hospital where she was given IV fluids. She still managed to tape her show on Tuesday. Now, if you guys do not know what's been going on with Wendy Williams, I'm going to try to expedite the process so that you guys can understand quickly what's been happening. Basically, Wendy Williams' husband has had a side chick. Now, to me, I don't consider this woman a side chick because, he's gotten her an apartment. She's been pregnant more than once. And on March 22nd, she had a baby, allegedly, for Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin, aka Calvin Hunter. Now, this whole thing is messy, but what I will say is this. One, I believe that something really bad is going on because last week, Wendy Williams returned back to her show. She said that she's been living in a sober house because she's dealing with addiction. She didn't say addiction with what, but she says she's been dealing with addiction and maybe not saying she was currently going through an addiction, but she's been dealing with the fact that she has been an addict back in the past. That's kind of what I gather from what she was saying. But if you guys don't know, Charlamagne Tha God, who's on the Breakfast Club on Power, the radio station in New York, he has come forward basically saying that he is who introduced this side chick to Kevin Hunter. And I actually believe him. Charlamagne says that he introduced Sharina's husband to Kevin like a decade ago. And the reason why Charlamagne and the Hunter Williams family have fallen out was because Kevin thought that Charlamagne's boy was trying to holler at Sharina, and Kevin had a tantrum over that and he stopped speaking to Charlamagne. And I'll tell you why I believe Charlamagne. Charlamagne is kind of like me. We kind of have similar personalities. I'm not as rough as he is, but we kind of handle things the same kind of way. He's not an informant, right? So he's not the kind of person that's just going to come and talk out your business just like that. You'd have to do him something. Two, he's not going to go on his job, his main job, and go and basically try to bury Wendy Williams by making up something. There's no way Charlamagne is going to go on radio, make up a story, and then just try to sit behind it. He's not that stupid. So, you know, I think he's talking and opening up more and more because, you know, Wendy has dissed him in the past saying, who's that? When people ask him about Charlamagne, she acts like she has no clue who he is. When actually Charlamagne has done nothing wrong to Wendy Williams. It's actually Kevin who forced Wendy to fire Charlamagne for like no apparent reason. And this whole mistress allegation has been going on for a very long time, and Wendy's been avoiding it. And I think that now that, you know, the side chick Sharina, which is pretty much the main chick in my mind, Sharina Hudson, has had her baby, you know, Wendy's melting down right now. And like, that seems normal. I'm not the kind of person that's going to come here and gloat and laugh and act like this is funny, because it's actually not. You know, Wendy and Kevin have been married for a very, very long time. And for this to be happening right now is actually very, very sad. You know, I just think that she needs to get a divorce and move on with her life, pay out the money that she needs to pay him out, and go on. Because to me, it's like, you know, this is not the first time she's been pregnant, Sharina Hudson. So realistically, you know, Kevin just doesn't care. He obviously could care less. He's not using protection. He's impregnated her more than once. He's very aware of the large position that Wendy Williams has. He's very aware of the magnitude of embarrassment this will bring to her. You know, I know they tried to have, you know, the baby in Connecticut in some hush-hush place, but like in these days, you can't hide shit, especially from these black-ass vloggers out here that will drag your ass every chance that they get. So in my mind, I just think like, just give up the charade, Wendy. Just be like, look, man, my husband impregnated another woman. They have a baby together and I'm filing for divorce. This is more common than most people are willing to admit. And I will bet the majority of you listening to this right now know somebody who's been married or been in a relationship and the person went and had a child outside of the relationship. I mean, shit, it's happened to me. So I'm telling you, this is not as much as Wendy's fault as it is Kevin's fault. And I feel like Wendy's embarrassed because, you know, she just doesn't want this to be a part of her reality. But I feel like living in denial is not going to make this any better. So I'm not here to laugh at Wendy. I'm not here to gloat. I'm just here to say, Wendy, look, get yourself together. File for a divorce. Your son is big. You know, just go your way and stop letting this dude like embarrass you like this, because really and truly, you deserve better than that. I know a lot of people don't like Wendy, but I still don't think that she needs to sit down while her husband, you know, carries on this big, huge affair impregnating women. And I just think that Wendy could just end this right away and just kill all the excitement by just filing for divorce and moving on. That's it. Oh, and before I go, she's been spotted as of yesterday without her wedding ring on. And if you didn't see her segment last week where she said she's still happily married, don't question her until you see her wedding ring gone. Well, 7 days later, the wedding ring is gone. So, you know, we'll keep our eye on this story because I know that people are going to see this baby, find out who this baby is. They can't keep this shit hidden for much longer. So good luck to all them and they scamming, because it ain't going to go much further than this. So it looks like there's a lot of family drama going on in the world, because family drama number two is Buju Banton versus his son Marcus Myrie. Now, my gosh, Buju Banton, let me get you up to speed with Buju Banton. Dancehall artist, reggae artist who was jailed in America, having some involvement with drugs. He was released from jail late 2018. He had a very big first performance show in Jamaica a couple of weeks ago. And on the eve of the show, basically Buju Banton's son Marcus spazzed out on social media talking about a whole bunch of things, saying that, you know, Buju Banton is abusive. He abused him. He's going to go lock him up. He said that Buju Banton is a cokehead. He said that Buju Banton has 17 children and none of them were even happy when they saw him come home. You know, it was just like, you know, one of them ones where it was like, oh, Lord, child, what the hell are you doing? Because when I saw this boy's Instagram, I was like, I hope you go in hibernation, because Buju Banton's groupies and fans are going to get your ass. So basically, he goes on social media, rips his father, and then like everyone was talking about it for a day and everybody was really mad, pissed off, didn't know what to say. And then he came back and then he says, hey, you know, he's apologizing for this rant and this and that. But because of the rant, there's been so many like suspected reasons as to why this rant transpired. Some people are saying that Buju Banton is mad that Marcus is in a relationship with the angel. Now, Marcus himself has come out and dispelled the rumors, saying that Angel is an old woman. What would he be doing with Angel? Which I kind of agree. Now, I think the problem with Angel is, well, you know, she was Bounty Killer's like side chick for years. Then she left Bounty to go and marry to Beanie Man. And she got married to Beanie Man. And then she, like, it's just, she's just, ah, she, nah. You know what I mean? Nah. So that was one of the reasons that they said that they were fighting. Buju didn't want him with Angel, but they've come out and they dispelled those rumors. Another rumor was that he, you know, crashed one of Buju Banton's vehicles. You know, Buju approached him about it and then he told Buju, yo, who are you I talk to? Whatever. Who knows? All I know is that they basically come back out and, you know, try to make it seem like all is well with the family. You know, things are going well. They've you know, resolved their issues. And, you know, something like this is not going to happen again. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, you know, I, as a person who butts heads with my dad very regularly, I want to bust my dad's ass. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, braps, like, ute man, calm down. Enough times we go at it. But for me to come on social media and be like, yo, my pussy war father, he do this, I would never do something like that. Like, Marcus got real petty enough that on Instagram he tagged Donald Trump. And he was like, yo, come get this man. Like, I was like, wow, this is some real, real emotional crap. Like, I was very embarrassed for him to be doing that. Because not that I think men and women are much different, but I would more so see a woman behaving like that as opposed to a man child. You know, I don't know what could be going on with them. You know, like I said, Buju's been in jail for almost a decade. Because Buju went to jail pretty much when I started blogging. He was in jail in one of my first years. And this is like year 10 for me now. So I know that he was in jail for what, like 8-9 years. And I just feel like, you know, it's going to take time for, you know, Buju to become reintegrated with adult children, having been away in jail for a very long time. And hopefully, you know, they get counseling to help them through this, because really and truly, this is looking like a cry for help to me. You know, it just looks like, you know, things haven't integrated that well. And because of that, you know, they're acting out on social media, etc. Buju has just stayed calm, acted like he don't know what the hell's going on. You know what I mean? But another one of his children, a daughter, had come forward and said, you know, she sides with Marcus. I just feel like anybody that knows Buju, knows Marcus, knows these guys, like, just be like, yo, guys, keep this crap off social media. Like, especially for somebody like Buju who, you know, he's trying to rebuild his career. He's trying to rebuild his life. There's no need for you guys to take this all on social media and, like, try to ruin the man's life. And that's the way I felt about it. I as I said, I know that, you know, families fight and they're going to have their issues. But nah, man, you know, when you start calling people coke heads and stuff like that, like, I don't know. I just don't think it's a good look. And for me, you know, as it stands, it's like, Buju, I just want to see him get back on top, do his thing. So if your family can't support you, then who will? You know what I'm saying? I feel bad, but I hope this thing gets cleared up. Now, children. This next story, Jussie Smollett, let me tell you something. I have never in the history of me being a blogger seen a story go like this. Like, I am speechless. So today, the 16 counts of felony charges that were put against Jussie Smollett were dropped. Now, I'm like, what the actual hell is going on? I don't know. I don't know. Basically, the county's top prosecutor is the one that brought the charges against Smollett, presenting the case, etc. But today, the case was dropped. And basically, Jussie Smollett, had to forfeit his $10,000 bond. The case will be sealed. And that's the end of that. So in my mind, I'm like, but hold on a rascal minute. What going on here? Jussie Smollett, like, I honestly have heard so many versions of this story, like what could have transpired. I don't even know what's true because some of them sound legit. Some people are like Jussie Smollett went to go and beat up his man because the man horned him and this and that. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself like, but that could be true because who the hell gonna leave their house in like minus 4,000 rascal weather in a winter vortex? Like, That only love could get your ass that crazy to get up out of your fucking bed to go and go outside. I don't think a sandwich at Subway could get me to left my house in them kind of weather there. I really don't feel that I would left home in them kind of thing. I'm telling you. But I would go and bust a man cunt for doing rascal to me. I'm telling you. So that story seemed legit. Then they're like, you know, they're trying to make his storyline look like more, you know, he wanted to get a he wanted to have something big happen to him, to have publicity, because he wanted to have more money at Empire. You know, Empire people and Fox, Century 21, I think that's the name. I don't know if I, Fox basically have come behind Jesse and they still support him. They even put out a message today saying that they have his back. They're glad that the charges have been dropped. You know, this is weird. Like, I'm like, who would stage their own self to get beat up? And what, like, I don't know what to believe at this stage of the game. And now that the charges have been dropped, I really don't know what to say. I'm so confused because it was like 16 felonies. Now they're dropped. The case is sealed. So the case being sealed means that we won't even get the details of the case. We just know that the charges have been dropped and that's it. Very weird shit. You don't normally seal a case like that. And you don't know, like, this, something doesn't seem right to me. I don't know. I don't want to go digging any further and get the boy put back in jail. All I know is that, you know, this gay love and this gay thing. And I don't know. I'm telling you, people, I don't know. People saying he's a scorned lover. I kind of believe that story. It like, okay, be honest. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend is out with somebody else. And you hear, and you know where they're gonna be. You ain't gonna jump out your blasted house at 2 o'clock in the morning and go and bust their ass. I mean, those of you that are shotas, because some of you listening to me might not be real shotas in real life, so you might not engage in that type of activity because you are how great thou art kind of people and go to church and thing. I talk about the real shotas, the real bad people about here. You know you gonna jump out your bed, don't care how cold it is, and go and bust their ass. I mean, me at 39.7 years old, I might not do that because, I mean, I bust enough ass in my life. But I'm telling you, in my glory days, I would have jumped out my bed and go and kick down people. I'm not going to lie. That's the truth. I feel like I would have gone and drag out every mother cunt that fucking around my man and anybody that I suspect, I would beat them. You know what I mean? So I just think that, you know, he's lucky. He lucked out here. This is going away. And I hope that it stays away. And Jesse, stay upon the straight and narrow. You know, try and get beef patties that frozen. You know, yeah, get a beef patty. You pull it out and put it in the microwave and eat that. Don't go outside in the night for sandwiches. You see, Caribbean people, we just got food put down like corn curls. You know what I mean? We Dixie guava cheese snacks. Like, we snacks put down. You gotta put down snacks when you're traveling, you know. Travel with two beef patties frozen, you understand? So when you get to where you gotta put them in the microwave, don't left your house in the night for no Subway ever again. You hear what I say? Actually, don't even go back in Subway. You, Jesse, keep out from the people's Subway. You hear what I tell you? Good. People, next topic. Cardi B is in a whole heap of rassle trouble. I feel y'all need to take Cardi B phone from Shay, because she, oh Lord, did a video the other day where she was cussing about how she used to rob men after she drugged them in a hotel room. Lord have mercy, Cardi B, what you rassle you doing? So now there's even a hashtag for Cardi B right now saying surviving Cardi B. And this is a bad look. This is a bad look. She's been trying to clarify the comments, right? But I mean, it's hard to clarify the comments when you just sat in a rant and said, yo, when I was in the hood and in the streets, what I used to do is I used to meet dudes, you know, take them back to the hotel room, drug them and rob them. Like, that is not the thing you... Cardi B, I know somebody in your family is supposed to be Trinidadian. They should have teach you to hush your rassle mouth. Like, you are the first person I ever see get out the gully and mouth that's keep them in the rassle gully. You was a multimillionaire. You're getting endorsement deals from this and that. You have clothing line. Put down your fucking phone. Because I don't know for the life of me what it is on Instagram that you keep running to talk about. Keep your mouth shut. You talk too damn much. You need some bitches around you. Because somebody would have give you a real fucking hard cuff in your belly and give you a belly searcher and knock out the wind out of you to keep you cunt from talking. You is the first person, Cardi B, to talk yourself out of relevance, you know. You just talk yourself out of elevation. You don't have to say nothing. You and Offset had problems the other day. You ain't had to tell nobody. You come out and talk for what? You ain't had to let nobody know that. Keep your mouth shut. I can get two bitches to go around you. Actually, Cardi B, if you listen to this, if you listen to this podcast, I ain't sure if you're listening. God, Babs, you ain't nobody. But if you listen to this podcast, try and call me. You need to learn to shut your asshole for truth. So now, I have a feeling this is going to go very badly. I have a feeling this is going to go very badly. Because all it's going to take is one or two men that remember Cardi B, who's going to say, yo, she robbed me for real. Yes, I pick a fair with she. I went to have sex with her, but I don't remember what happened. And I got up and my phone was gone and this and that was gone. And these are not, I ain't sure. I ain't sure because right now the backlash is serious. People are saying that if it was a man that they would have been arrested. If it was a man that they wouldn't be getting support. You know, she's come out and said, all I can do now is be a better me for myself and my family and my future. But Cardi, these better you don't mean that you ain't do these things back in the past and you talking out your own hand. It's one thing when people come and say that you do this and you do that, but you out here talking about it. And this is not good. This is not good. This is not good. You know what I mean? You might hold some serious charges for this. Boy. So here's her actual statement that she put out for herself. Let me go through it for you guys. So I'm seeing on social media that a live I did 3 years ago has popped back up. A live where I talked about things I had done in my past, right or wrong, that I felt needed to do to make a living. That I felt I needed to do to make a living. I never claimed to be perfect or came from a perfect world with a perfect past. I always speak my truth. I always own my shit. I am a part of a hip-hop culture where you can talk about where you came from and talk about the wrong things you had did to get to where you are. There are rappers that glorify murder, violence, drugs, and robbing. Crimes that they feel they had to do to survive. I never glorified the things I brought up in that life. I never even put those things in my music because I'm not proud of it and I feel a responsibility not to glorify it. I made the choices that I did at the time because I had very limited options. I was blessed to have been able to rise from that, but so many women have not, whether or not they were poor choices at the time. I did what I had to survive. The men I spoke about in my life were men that I dated and that I was involved with, men that were conscious, willing, and aware. I have a past that I can't change. We all do. Here's the problem, right? So, you know, Bobby Shmurda is in jail for, you know, a whole bunch of the stuff that he was doing. You know, 6ix9ine about a whole 100 years. 47, I exaggerate as a Bajan. 40 shit that he, like, you can't say that these guys in rap say things and they don't, you know, pay the penalty for them. They do. There's a lot of men that pay the penalty for the things they've done. Bill Cosby's paying for women he's fucking drugged and raped in the 80s and 70s. You know what I'm saying? Like, this kind of shit isn't something that, oh, this is in my past and I used to do this and that's cool. Like, if you kill somebody in your past and you didn't go to jail for it and you talk about it, you're going to get charged for it. If you drugged and raped people, you're going to get charged for that. And some jurisdictions don't even have like a statute of limitations on those kinds of crimes. So you don't even know. Some crimes you could come back all 100 years and get charged for it. So you better be careful about the past that you're talking about. If I were you, I would lock the past up in some kind of vault and don't get into no conversation about the past because you straight up, nah, you need to hush your asshole about you're going to get locked up. You are going to get locked up for your mouth. I'm telling you, Cardi, as a person who's seeing you go from the gully to the money, keep your asshole mouth shut because I'm telling you, you are going to put yourself in a lot of problems. That is my honest opinion for that. So we're going to be keeping our eye on this surviving Cardi B hashtag because I have a feeling that this may not go well for Cardi.
I hope that she doesn't end up getting locked up and ting, and you know, she's just exaggerating some of the things she did. But child, if she did these things and men start to come forward, this is not going to be a good look. Lastly, before I go, a lot of people have been talking to me about Spice on Love and Hip Hop. Guys, I just want to be honest. I don't want to talk about that. I'm not interested in that topic. You know, I think Love and Hip Hop is for nuisances. I don't want to talk about that. But for whatever reason, Spice decided to go on Love and Hip Hop. That's her choice. I choose not to discuss it because I just don't really want to give any attention to that type of thing anymore. So that's just where I am with that conversation. So guys, I hope that I've caught you up with all the drama that's going on. I will be back next week with the Milo of the Week. Don't forget, let me know if you want me to do these segments like pre-recorded live so you can see me, because some people are like, Babsy, we want to see you on the podcast. I feel my life is a lot easier when I'm doing it this way. Also, don't forget, Soca and Bacchanal podcast will be back in the next couple of days because Carnival is done. Also, look out for my video on my review of Trinidad Soca for 2019. And keep your eye out for the Beat and Teach podcast. That's coming out very shortly. You will know what that's about when you see it. So, big up everybody. Make sure you're following me on all my social media outlets, Strictly Babsy, as well as make sure you subscribe to the podcast either in iTunes, in Google Play, or in Spotify, because they're on all those outlets there. Love you guys so much, and I hope to hear you guys soon. Stay good and stay out of trouble. I gone.